This God Pocket story starts at the counter of a pharmacy in South Carolina at 2 p.m. A young husband is there to pick up a prescription for his wife. The cashier gives him back his change, then hands him the prescription. "Thanks," he says, and he turns to go. That's when the young man freezes. He's staring down at his change to be sure of what he's seeing, but he is sure. The cashier has returned incorrect change. Too much. A lot too much, actually. Have you ever found yourself in such a circumstance? Most of us have. All this happens in seconds, of course, but here's the thing. The young husband is out of work, laid off like a lot of other folks when the economy fell apart. It's been a while now, and he and his wife are getting desperate. Then today, he gets his lucky break, finally, and it's really going to help. Groceries, some breathing room, maybe a little something for his wife. He can already start to see her smile. But then again, this young man's heart sinks, and sinks some more. "Ma'am," he says, it's so hard for him to get the word out. The cashier glances up from her next customer, wondering what his problem is. "Ma'am, I think you gave me the wrong change," he says. Sure enough, she did. Quickly, she takes back the extra. "Sorry," she says. By the time he walks out of the pharmacy, his heart is down in his shoes. He did what was right, but he feels like he lost. Like he's a permanent loser. Out in the parking lot, he climbs dejectedly into his old red pickup and hands the prescription to his wife. That little drama at the cash register, he can't bring himself to mention it. At the same time, across town, a woman is driving toward Kentucky Fried Chicken. She's on an emergency mission to buy a bag of hot sauce packets. Not a bite of lunch or even a drink, mind you, just KFC hot sauce. Her name is Darlene, and she's my lovely wife, and that's how I know what happened. You see, we were about to embark on a speaking tour of South Africa, and when she asked our son David, who currently lives there, what he'd like us to bring for him, he immediately came out with Kentucky Fried Chicken hot sauce. Well, some things you just can't explain. At KFC, Darlene walks up to Margie, the woman behind the counter, and delivers her unusual order. Margie's eyebrows shoot up. Apparently, people don't stop by for whole bags of hot sauce packets. The manager goes in the back to fill Darlene's order, and since business is slow, Darlene and Margie begin talking. It doesn't take long for Darlene to discover that Margie is struggling financially and very discouraged. I remembered that I had placed several bills in my God Pocket the week before, Darlene told me later. I took one out, folded it, and taking her hand, quietly placed the bill there. I told her, just something to remind you that God knows your situation and wants you to be encouraged today. Apparently, customers don't often do that kind of thing either at KFC. Maybe never, because right away, Margie's eyes fill with tears. "You just have no idea," she begins. But before the two can talk further, a 20-something customer enters, steps up to the counter, and puts in her order. "How much for a glass of water?" she asks. Darlene glances at Margie. "You charge for water here?" "Restaurants have to pay for the cup," Margie explains. And then to the young woman, 37 cents. The customer rummages in her purse and finally plunks a quarter on the counter. "I have to take some medicine," she says wearily. Then her shoulders sag. "I guess I only have a quarter." Do you see what's going on here in South Carolina a little after 2 p.m? What Darlene sees is God at work. Smiling, she asks the young woman to let her buy the water for her, and she does. The young woman gives her a quiet thank you in return, takes the water and her quarter from the counter, and hurries out. A minute later, Darlene is walking out of the restaurant, too, carrying her bag of Africa-bound hot sauce packets. But in her heart, she's trying to make sense of her recent encounters. "Lord," she prays, "I haven't helped anyone in need with my God pocket for 2 weeks, and then today, you placed two people in my path. I wish I had responded faster and given that young woman the money left in my God pocket." She has already gotten into her car when she notices that she is parked next to a red pickup. Seated on the pickup's passenger side is the young woman. In her hand, she holds the cup of water. Right away, Darlene realizes that heaven has given her another chance.